Okay, so now we are talking to Avery.
Hello.
And we would like to ask her some questions.
What?
Are we live?
Yeah. That was Carolyn checking to make sure that we're doing as instructed.
Micromanaging. Okay, so now you know Gene.
Yes.
What do you call him?
I call him Papa Gene because that's what Jonathan calls him and that's how we were introduced.
Okay.
So.
And when did you meet him?
I guess almost 3.5 years ago now.
Has it been that long? Wow.
Yeah. And I remember, because I came home on spring break, and Jonathan kept asking me out on dates for the next night. And so the fourth night, he lived here, and he said, okay, well, you have to meet my grandparents now, because I keep telling them I'm going out with you every night, and they're like, the same girl? So, so that Thursday, the four of us went and we got Chinese food. So it was the first time.
What are the chances?
Ah, I know. So that was the first time that I met Papa Gene. But I think my first, like, time I really remember interacting with him and realizing how funny and loud and crazy he is, is they had me over and we had raclette.
Oh, which, you're so lucky. Oh,
yeah, I think they were trying to impress me.
I bet it worked.
Yeah, they don't try anymore, but... So he had all these, I was like, this is so elaborate. He had all these little bowls of, like, one was chicken, one was shrimp, the different veggies, all this thing, and so, and then the cheese. I was great. I really liked it. So,
you need to go to France and have raclette, but go on.
Yeah, probably so. But, so that was my, I guess, my first memory, and then I remember that same, that summer, so a couple, like, I guess a couple months later, we met at the beginning of March. So, when his birthday was that summer, I think he turned 76 that year. And so I remember.
4 years ago.
Yeah. So I remember coming over for his birthday that year, and we had a cake, and it was just so fun. I think it was such a nice time for me to have such a family.
Yeah.
So it was wonderful.
And you asked one.
Has he ever surprised you?
Every day. No, he doesn't surprise me anymore.
Stop trying. Yeah, we covered that.
No, he used to. I mean, I used to just be like, I guess, I don't have necessarily like sweet, like, he's such a loud and I'm trying to think of the right word. Like, he just doesn't give a damn what you think about it. Uninhibited. Yeah, he's a very uninhibited grandparent. So, a lot of, especially when you live in the South, a lot of times by the time they're grandparents, they become pretty inhibited.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. He's just himself, always.
And, let's see, has he influenced you at all?
Yeah, actually. He's definitely convinced me to invest in my 401k. but he also is definitely a wonderful role model. I met him, like, when I was a freshman in college. So, as I've become an adult, from like a pretend adult to a real adult, he's definitely been a good source of advice or wisdom or, you know, life
he's
experience.
Good like that.
Yeah, and he's
only we were his kids, so we didn't listen.
Yeah, but you know, he's very successful in a lot of ways, and so it's nice to learn from him.
I just want to interject that I always listened.
And okay, what are some of the other ones?
What birthday wishes would you like
there you go.
For him for his 80th birthday?
You mean his 70-10th?
Right.
Right, sorry.
I just wish him many more years of happiness and family and cooking.
I wish that as well.
And is there anything that you haven't told him that you would like to tell him?
You know, I don't think so. We have political debates sometimes, and then I wish I hadn't said so much. But, no, I think I'm pretty honest and out there. But
okay, awesome.
I love him a lot. I don't know if I tell him that out very often.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that'll do it then.
Yay.
I think we're
Thank
good.
Thank you very much for
Thank
your
Thank you for helping.
You're welcome. I'm sorry that it took so long.
Oh, this no, it's been, fine.
Oh, it's a crazy weekend for me, but it's always a crazy weekend for me. But my grandparents.